Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are so great, God. You are the great Father. You are the great Creator. You are the Almighty God. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We bless your name today. Oh, we come to bless your name. We come to bless the name of our Lord. Bless the name of our King. You've been faithful. Faithful, Lord God. And you are not a man that you should lie. You promised to be faithful to the end. And you are always faithful eternally. You will be faithful to us, Lord God. So this morning we say thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you, oh God, for what you're doing. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're about to do. Oh God, we just honor your presence this morning. And we are so grateful that you, the Most High God, know our name. So, Father, because we're human, you said, who can know their errors? We don't know our errors.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even know when we commit presumptuous sins, but you do. But, Father, we come to repent for everything that's out of line in us. Everything, every abomination, forgive, Lord God. Every secret fault, forgive, Lord God. Every trespass against you, forgive us, Lord. Every transgression against you. You and you only have we sinned and done these things in your sight. Lord, your sight is eternal, everlasting. You always know what we're going to do before we do it. So, Father, you made a way where there's seemingly no way. You said, listen, I don't want you to fall into the traps and the snares of the enemy. So here's what you do. Call on the name of the Lord, and he shall save you. Hallelujah. So, Father, I thank you that, oh, God, you want us not only to read your word, to study your word, but to obey your word. And so, Father, as I teach the children the song, the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible, oh, we got to read it. We got to study it, and we got to apply it to our lives and obey it in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you today. What you're doing, what you're going to do. What a mighty God you are. What a mighty God you are. What a mighty God you are. What a great God you are. What an awesome King you are. It's nobody great like you. Nobody mighty like you. Nobody holy like you. You are the God that preserves us. We bow down before the presence of the King. He's holy. He's great. He's a mighty God. This is Joyful Praise Day on Bible Story Land. We're so glad you joined us this morning. We are praising our God like we lost our mind. He is the awesome King. He's the one who saved us from destruction. Mm-hmm. So every day we got to praise him. How are we going to praise him? Joyfully. Not with sad countenance. Not with, Lord, I don't know. No, with joyful countenance we will praise our God. He's king. He's Lord. We won't go before earthly king sad. We'll go with joyfulness. When we see the earthly king with their crowns on, we are happy to see them. We're clapping for them. So we got to do even 100% more than that for the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is our creator and the lover of our souls. He's Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. Whatever you need, he got it.
Amen.
You know how we do? We call on each other. We have these 911 emergencies when we call on God. But for other things, we go like, oh, sister, oh, brother. No, we got to call on him. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha. When your body needs healing, don't go to the don't go to the doctor first. Call on him as you're going to the doctor.
Amen.
He's the great doctor that made every doctor in the world. He formed the doctors in the secret place in their mother's womb. So we got to call on the doctor of doctors, Dr. Jesus. He's the healer. And you
Amen.
Know what? He wants us to be holy like him.
Yeah.
He's a sanctifier. He will cleanse us of all unrighteousness. He is Jehovah Mekamdesha. He is a righteous father. Now, he's not like us. You know, we lawless people. We go out here, we break the law. Yeah, I'm talking about human beings. That's our human nature. And unless we've been saved, we continually do those things that don't please God. So we got to continually call on his name. We got to say, Abba, we need you. You know, he's the ruler of our nation. He loves us so much. He sent his only begotten son, Jesus, to die for our sins. He who committed no sin. Jesus didn't commit any sin. It's us. He's already died for the sins that we will commit in the future. Because we're human. He said no good thing can come from our flesh. So every day I repent, I said, Lord, I don't even know my errors. I don't even know all the sins I committed today against you. You only have our sins, so forgive me, Lord. Clean up my garment, Lord. Keep my garment clean. So we got to pray continuously. Today's joyful praise. We have a lot to praise our King for, our Savior
Amen.
Jesus Christ. You know what? He's a phenomenal God. Nobody
yes.
compared to him. Nobody like him. I don't care
yes.
where you go in the world. You could go to Africa. You ain't going to find nobody like him. Australia, Antarctica, South America, North America. You could go to Europe. Asia, you're not going to find nobody like him. You could search
yes.
the whole world over. You could go to the depths of the sea, to the highest mountain. You can even go out of space to the moon. But you ain't going to find
yes.
nobody great like him. You know, the song says, I searched all over. That's a true song. I ain't found nobody like him. Don't you know
Amen.
This week when the storm was raging, he was in the midst of the storm. And he only let it
yes,
come
he
thus far. He said, all right,
yes.
stop. Peace, be still. And he heard your
Amen.
Cry. He heard your cry. Even when you were crying deep down and you never uttered a word, tears were flowing, you said, Lord, don't let the water come in my house. Lord, the lights went out. He heard it. And he answered.
Yes.
He spared us from destruction. What a mighty God we serve. I don't know any human being who can preserve me from destruction or you from destruction, but our God can. He's a mighty God. He's an awesome God. He's the King of Kings.
Yes,
we're praising him today like never before on Joyful Praise Day. We're giving him the thanks, all the glory. It all belongs to him. So we are about to praise
Amen.
Him with songs of praise. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us this morning from Paducah, Kentucky. And we are so grateful that everyone was saved from destruction. So we are grateful today. You know God loves you. I mean, without a shadow of a doubt, you ought to know that already now. You ought to know without question. You don't even have to ask him. God, do you still love me? Of course he does. His love will never leave you. Never, ever, ever, ever. His love is eternal. So this morning I'm going to pray for and thank God for all he did for us through that storm. Father God, we just honor you. We honor your presence. We know that you are omnipresent.
Yes.
All over the world at the same time. You hear everybody in every continent. You know all of us by name. You know our fingerprints. You know our voice pattern. You gave it to
yes.
us. You know our footprint. It's nothing you don't
yes.
know. You know we try to hide from you, Lord God, like Adam and Eve did. When we sin, we try to hide. But, Lord, it's no place to hide, no place to go. But, Lord, through the storm, people that never call on your name admitted that you
yes.
were Lord. People that don't call you, they came with 911 request. Lord,
yes,
save us from the destruction. And you heard and you answered. What a great God you are. Many people lost things, but they did not lose their lives. So we are grateful,
yes.
Lord God. We could get things again. You are the giver of gifts. But, Lord, we can't give but one life. So we thank you that you spared the people that you spared. We are so grateful
yes.
that you, the Most High God, came in, Lord God, oh, in the midst of the storm, and you stopped the storm from raging over us, from just taking, ripping Florida apart. You didn't even
yes.
let Houston be ripped apart. You only went to certain sections. What a great God you are. We don't know where the next flood's coming from. We don't know if the next storm is coming. But we know that you are coming. You
yes.
will come because you are not a man that you should lie. You promised that you will return. So, Father, we're asking you for spiritual revival in Houston, spiritual revival in Dominican Republic, spiritual revival in Florida, spiritual
yes.
revival
yes.
that people have backslidden will come back to you, oh God. They would repent of their sins, turn from their wicked ways, and they will begin to follow you, oh God, and you will heal our land. What a great God you are. You are faithful. So we thank you, Lord God, for blessing America, blessing Florida, blessing Houston. Lord, many people lost a lot in the water, but they're still blessed to be alive. And I pray, Lord God, that we won't be going backwards. We will move forward
yes.
in you. We will run after you. We will hunger and thirst for righteousness, Lord God. Let that spiritual revival come to America, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we repent of all the violent crimes, the hideous crimes, all the murder, the stealing, the robbery, the killing, the drugs, the abortions. Oh, God, the whoring around. We repent and we ask forgiveness. Your word is true. You don't go back, oh, God. You wrote the word, the love letters to us, and we are so appreciative for those love letters, Lord God. Help us to obey, to read, to study
yes.
your word, to obey. In the name, you said obedience is better than sacrifice. So, Father, we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Well, good morning again. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us from Paducah, Kentucky, but she's out of town today. She's going to be singing a song of praise to the Lord this morning. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am doing great. Do you know where we are? We're in Fort Lauderdale. We're in Fort Lauderdale. We came yesterday.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
We can see the devastation. We can see where the trees are down. But God is still good. He is still
Amen.
Good. People here are still smiling and still being cordial. So we still had a wonderful experience since we've been here.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
So much to be thankful for.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
We have so much to be thankful for.
We do.
Amen.
We have so much
to
be thankful for. Okay. I'm going to ask for special prayer for those who are traveling with us. We have five who will be here on today, and then two more who will be here tomorrow. So there will be a total of nine of us going on a cruise.
Okay.
They've had to change they had to change our ports of call. We were going to St. Martin and St. Charles, but you know about the devastation there. So now we'll be going to the Bahamas on Monday. We'll go to Puerto Rico on Wednesday, I believe, and St. Kitts on Thursday. So we already know, we've already claimed the victory in Jesus' name, but we're going to make a difference. I'll have three of the deacons from my church and their wives, and the pastor from my home church and his wife is coming. And then we have another lady, she's a twin to one of my deacon's wives. Her husband passed away a few months ago, and she and her husband were really making plans to come on this trip. So she decided she wasn't going to come, but we talked her into coming on. So please continue to pray for the Ware family. I did ask for prayer for Brother Curly Ware and his family, and you did pray for them. And she's doing better. She and the children are doing better. But, you know, when your husband is gone, it just makes a difference.
Yeah.
Just makes a difference.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Well, before you sing, we're going to ask, we have our minister, Vivian Collins. You there, Minister Vivian?
Yes, I am.
Did you hear her request? I'll repeat it to you. I'm sorry, did you hear it? Yeah, Traveling Grace and Mercy for... They're going on a cruise.
Right.
They want prayer for the Ware family and their loss as well. So if you could pray for that, I appreciate it.
Gracious Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this group that is gathering together, oh God, in the midst of every trial that has faced them, oh God, because, oh God, they could have been bored from their trip, but God, you saw fit, oh God, to for them to continue on, God, in your name, oh God, and we thank you for everyone that's traveling for a safe journey, God. We thank you, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit will use them even the more wherever their foot shall trod, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you has everything in control, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you know the way. Lord God, yes, God, you know the way that they should go. And God, you already had it prepared. Oh, Father God, thank you, Lord God, that they didn't give up, but they pressed on, God, and they was willing to go, God. Oh, God, because you know the devil, oh, yes, God, he wanted to put a snare there to stop them, oh God. But God, yes. God, you told them, oh God, the way has already been prepared. Oh God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. So we give thanks, God. Thanks for everyone, God. Those that's on their way, God. Thanks, God. Thank you, Father God, that you're going to keep yes. them all the way, God. And you're going to take them, and God, you're going to provide for them, oh God. And Father God, there will be just a joyous time. Let this be the most joyous time that they ever travel, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Vivian. We appreciate it, Minister Vivian. All right, mm-hmm. Pastor Donna, what are you going to sing this morning?
I'm going to sing Order My Steps.
Amen.
Amen.
Order my steps in your word, Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Humbly I ask thee, teach me your will. While you are working, help me be still, though Satan is busy, God is real. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Bridle my tongue, let my words edify. Let the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. Take charge of my thoughts, both day and night. Order my steps
in your word. Please order my steps in your word. I want to walk worthy. My calling to fulfill. Please order my steps, Lord, and I'll do your blessed will. The world is ever changing.
Amen.
But you are still the same. Please order my steps, and I'll praise your name. Order my steps in your word. Order my tongue in your word. Guide my feet in your word. Wash my heart in your word. Show me how to walk in your word. Show me how to talk in your word. When I need a brand new song to sing, show me how to let your praise ring in your word. In your word. Please order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. I want to walk worthy. My calling to fulfill. Please order my steps, Lord. And I'll do your blessed will. The world ever changing, but you are still the same. If you order my steps, I'll praise your name. Order my steps in your word, order my tongue in your word, guide my feet in your word, wash my heart in your word, show me how to walk in your word, show me how to talk in your word, guide my feet. Songs to sing. Show me how to let your praises ring in your word. In your word. My steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Please order my in your word.
Amen, amen,
amen.
What
about amen.
The word, oh Lord? Awesome. Thank you, Pastor Donna.
Amen.
Y'all have a good trip. I know it's going to be awesome. We thank God for taking y'all and bringing you back safely. And having great experiences out there on the ocean that God made. And have a good time. Love y'all.
God bless you, Minister G. We love you, too. Please remember Jackie's sister, Deborah Jones. She had surgery on Thursday. She had surgery on Thursday. Please remember her in prayers.
All right. Well, Father, we thank you for Deborah Jones, Jackie's sister. You know, Deborah, Lord God, you were right there when the surgeon was performing the surgery. You guided his hands, oh Lord. So, Father, we thank
yes.
you for being a healer for Deborah, Lord God.
Yes.
You know Deborah. So, Father, we thank you for her rising up out of her bed of affliction, taking authority over the enemy who tried to take authority over her, and we speak peace. Hallelujah. Peace to her mind.
In the name of Jesus, remove any upset or fear. Fear, we say go right now in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that she's healed by the stripes of Jesus. You sent the word and healed her. We say take up your bed and walk, Deborah, in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We got Deborah's sister on with us now, Jackie. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Jackie.
How are you?
I'm doing better. I'm still in Kentucky. I'm on my way back to Atlanta. I'll be on my way back to Atlanta today.
We can barely hear you.
I'll be on my way back to Atlanta today.
Okay.
Okay. My other sister is sleeping. I didn't want to wake her all the way up.
Okay,
my cousin,
I got it.
Thank God for my cousin Donna, because she called and woke me up, because it's just 8 o'clock. And I thought it was 7 o'clock. I was like, "Woo!" But I thank God he let me make it through the storm and everything, and I made it here safe, and to get to see my daughter and my aunties. And so thank God I'm on the way back. But my sister did have surgery Thursday, and I was trying to get back here yesterday to see how she was getting along. But she was sleeping and resting last night.
Okay.
Please, like, keep that. Remember her in prayer. We appreciate you so much, Sister G.
Yeah, we just said a prayer for her. Pastor Donna requested. We just said a prayer for them.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Mhm.
Okay. I was trying to think of. There's so many songs that I could sing. So many songs I want to sing. But I thank him so much.
I know.
Taking care of my family and taking care of my family all over the world. They were all doing okay. Nancy, check. We thank you. My phone is acting up and it's going in and out.
Yeah, I hear it, but that's okay.
Just can you all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I was trying to figure out. I was going to sing Walk With Me, Lord. I wanted to say let Jesus fix it for me, but my sister is still sleeping. I try to wake up. But anyway, I just like him to walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me and hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand. And while I'm on this Lord Jesus journey, I want Jesus to hold my hand and guide my feet, Lord. Please guide my feet. Guide my feet, Lord. Please guide my feet. And while I'm on this Lord Jesus journey, I want Jesus to walk with me, be my friend, Lord. Please be my friend. Be my friend, Lord. Please be my friend. And while I'm on this prestigious journey, I want Jesus to be my friend. He talked and walked with my mother. Please walk with me. He walked with my mother. Please walk with me. And while I'm on this prestigious journey, and I want Jesus to walk with me. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Yep. Tell your sister we love her and we're praying for her strength and her total healing.
Thank you so much. Thank you, sister.
All right. Thank you so much for pressing your way to be on with us. We appreciate you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your daughter, Jackie, Lord. You know, sometimes, Lord, we get worried about things. We're concerned about things of this earth. But, Lord, you are taking care of her. You allow her to go from place to place, safely, Lord. So we thank you, Father, for your continued protection and safety as she travels back home. Oh, God, I thank you for her husband and his daughters. I thank you for what you're doing in their lives. I thank you for the patience, Lord God, that she takes care of, oh, God, on a daily basis, those people, those senior citizens, and those, Lord God, that she ministers to, Lord God, so that their lives are much more comfortable, Lord. Bless Jackie, refresh her, renew her strength as she travels back, as she gets some rest and go back to work, Lord God. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Every care that she has, every worry, every care, we leave it at your feet because your yoke is easy. You have great plans for your people. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Amen. Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. All right. Well, we have Minister Vivian Collins on with us again. She's going to sing praise the Lord this morning. I don't know if she's going to do one or two, whatever her voice is allowing her to do. So we thank God for her. Good morning again, Minister Vivian. How are you?
I'm great. Hallelujah. I'm just going to praise him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wherever I am, I'll praise him whenever I can. I'll praise him for his love surrounds me like a sea. I'll praise the name of Jesus, lift up the name of Jesus, for the name of Jesus lifted me. Wherever I am, I'll praise him whenever I can. I'll praise him, for his love surrounds me like a sea. For the name, the love of Jesus, lift up the name of Jesus, for the name of Jesus lifted me. Praise God. And the other one I wanted to sing was He's sweet, I know. Dark clouds may rise and stormy winds may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I may go that I've found the Savior, and he's sweet, I know. Yes, he's sweet, I know. Even in the storm, he's sweet, I know. Even the dark clouds may rise. Oh, clouds may rise, and stormy winds may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I may go that I found the Savior, and he, sweet, I know. And one of these days we're going to get in and we won't have all of this anymore. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing it will be when we all see Jesus. We will sing and shout the victory when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing it will be when we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. Praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful
yes.
songs. I thank the Lord for all of those songs that were sung before him. Order my steps. Walk with me, Lord. Where I am, I'll praise him. He's sweet, I know. What great songs. The Lord loves for us to sing to him. He created music, and he loves for us to sing to him. So we are grateful that we could sing songs of praise unto the Lord. This is Joyful Praise Day. Well, you know what? It's time for the word. We are privileged. Today we have two speakers, and we are so grateful that God allowed us to have two speakers this morning. And so our first speaker is from New Orleans area. She's a minister of the word. She's one of my good friends. I've known her for years and years and years. And she ministers the word to the elderly, to different people. She is one of the ministers that work with Positive Confession. She plays music. Oh, my God. She plays beautiful music, and she sings. And she's an intercessor. She prays for me often. She's one of my prayer partners. We pray often. So I thank God for her, Minister Glory Dean Charlotte. Good morning. How are you? Minister Glory Dean, you there? I know she's here somewhere. We talked early this morning. She's on there, but we can't hear her. Minister Glory Dean.
Yes, I'm still on.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Praise God for that. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen, amen. We are ready to listen to the word that God gave you.
Amen, amen, praise God. Hallelujah, I was just sitting and sitting, you know, looked like the sleep tried to take me over. He tried, but you know, I was up so early today.
Yeah, anyway, you were up late last night ministering.
Yeah, well, I got concerned about. We praise God and give God the glory today, and I thank God for hearing that Pastor Vivian is on today. Praise God, and our brother on today, thank God, and everything, and just singing, I thank God for the singing, the prayers that went forth, everything went forth today, praise God. And we just thank God because this is a joyful sound of praise, huh? Praise God.
Joyful
Amen.
Praise Day.
This is Joyful Praise Day. We should be thankful. We should be praising all the time. Just praising, praising, praising God. Wake up in the morning praising God, giving God the glory, giving God the honor. Praise is what it's all about. Praising God, praising God, praise God, praying and praising, praise God. And you know, we love the praise of the people. And God says he inhabits the praise of Israel, his people. And that's all of us. He inhabits our praises today. Hallelujah. A joyful praise. A joyful praise. Hallelujah. You know, we can sing songs of praise, you know, like just singing the songs of praise today. And the song books, we have the song books with the praises. Praise God. But you know what? God puts the praise in our mouth. And it comes through us. Comes out of our belly, you know. And we just come forward with the praises, praising God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Just wake up praising people, you know, just praising God. But, you know, it's a hard time sometimes to get people to praise God. You know, we have to learn how to praise God. And, you know, what praise is all? They said that the definition of praise, is, as they say, bestowing honor upon God and just loving him and thanking him to express our approval. I think everybody can hear me. To express our approval, praise God of God, to glorify him, to exalt him, to adore, you know, to just just give him honor, just praise him, praise him, praise him. And, you know, I find that sometimes when we pray, give our prayers in the morning, whenever we have our time of prayer, we should, afterwards, give him the praise. If you pray 15 minutes, you say, I'm going to pray 15 minutes in the spirit. You know, sometimes you pray in the spirit, our regular language, and we pray in the spirit sometimes. We don't know what to pray about. We pray the spirit. And then after praying in the spirit, take the rest of the time to praise God and see things happening. Hallelujah. Giving God the glory, thanking the Lord, you know. And that's what it's all about, praise God, giving the goodness of the Lord, thanking him, thanking him. And, you know, it says that even the 23rd chapter of 26th chapter of Isaiah, third verse, how God, we keep our minds stayed upon him, how he gives us that perfect peace. And that's what we want, that perfect peace in God. Hallelujah. And we praise according to the scriptures as an act of, out of will that flows out of awe, reverence for our Creator. And praise gives glory to God, opens up the deep union with him. It turns our attention off, take our attention off our problems and on the nature and character of God himself. As we focus our minds on God and proclaim his goodness, we will reflect the glory back to him, and the results will fill us with peace and contentment, as I said in Isaiah 26:3, and transform our whole outlook on life. You know, it's so good. And, you know, I find that as we pray, I think about that song, Break Every Chain, Break Every Chain. You know, as we pray and pray and sing, praise God, just pray and just give him glory and pray, bring all our problems to God and just pray, 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 you know, and pray in the spirit. Now, as I say, when we come forth in praising God, you know what? That song said, "Break Every Chain." You know, we got to see the results as we're praising God. We get to see the results. Family problems, children problems, everything we pray about. Then God wants us to focus our mind on him. Focus our mind on him. Hallelujah. We focus our mind upon him and just praise him. You're going to see the results of how he's just going to touch us and things will happen. And as I say, these chains will begin to be broken and broken and broken. As we begin to praise the Lord, we see these things happening. Praise God. Because we have prayed. In other words, is prayer and joined with praise. Just like we have prayer, you know, faith and joined with prayer. Here we have prayer and joined with what? With praise. Hallelujah. Praise is so important in our lives. Because God inhabits the praise of his people and all of us. Praise God. So we got to get all these chains broken in our lives, things being done in our lives, getting in a closer walk with God. All this will bring forth the praises of God. And, you know, God says in Revelation 4:11, he says that God that God wants us to praise him, and he created us. That song, it's a song that God had given, I think I sang it on the radio once, and for his pleasure were we created. Praise God to praise his name. And it goes like, and for his pleasure, and for his pleasure were we created, were we created for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And for his pleasure were we created for him. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm ready to go forth and praise his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you feel like praising God, go on and praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just praise him, praise
Amen.
Him, praise him. Give him glory. Give him thanks. Hallelujah. Whew, praise God. That's the word. And that's the song he gave me. And in the scriptures that go with it says that, you know, 420 elders fell down before him and worshiped him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we got to get down on our knees, fall on our knees and begin to worship him and praise him. Just worship him, worship him. And for his pleasure, well, we created. We were created for his pleasure, to serve him, to praise him, give him glory, give him honor. Sometimes we got to forget about self, forget about problems, forget about all these things, and begin to think about him, because he wants to hear us. He wants to hear us. He wants to hear us, and he wants us to know that we are thankful for him. He wants us to know that it was through grace that we are saved. It's through grace, the grace that he's given unto us this day. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. And you think about Paul and Silas. You know, think about them when they went at midnight, when they went to the prison. Praise God. They were in prison, he and Paul and Silas. And everybody knows the story in the 16th chapter of Acts, how they prayed. And after they prayed, then they did what? Sang songs of praise. Praise the Lord. And as they praised God, it did, that anointing came. The anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost came within that place. And what happened? The chains were broken. The stocks and everything, and all the prisoners and all of them, they did not do anything. Because you see, when the praises come down, the praises, this is something happens in the praises. The praises go up, and what happens? The blessings come down. But the praises went on up, and the chains began to broken. The prison were free to leave. They couldn't move, praise God. But you know, this is what happens when we praise the Lord. We got people in prison now. That's why we have to pray for so much. As we pray, we got to pray for the ones in prison. We got to pray so much. There's so much going on, all the stones that we had, so much. But, you know, I have to put prayer in it, because prayer and praise, they go together. We have to put it together. Faith. Faith, prayer, praise, all that's together. Hallelujah. And, you know, I had other things to say, but guess what? This is what's coming forth today. And that's how we want God to do it. Take me on the line. Do what you want. Say what you want to say today, God. Well, I thank you, Father God, for being able, and I thank God for Minister Caritha for having me on today, God. And, God, we give you the glory for all what you're doing today, God, for us. We give you the glory and the praise, God. We just want to give you some praises, God, and we don't want to stop praising you, Father God, because, God, it's the praises, God. It's the praises that breaks the chains, that opens doors, God. Just open doors for all of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we thank you, Lord, that the reason for praying, what is the reason for praise? What I've been saying, very similar, to praise God because he is worthy of our praise. He is worthy. 1 Corinthians, Chronicles 16:25, and even Revelation 5:11-14. He is Alpha and Omega. The beginning, the end, the beginning, the end, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's our creator. He's our provider. He's our healer. He's our redeemer. He's our judge. He's our defender and much more. And all he's asking for us to do what? Is to be obedient and let everything today, and for all of us, I'll say, ending this message of today, let everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 156. Well, God bless you today, and I thank God for you.
Oh, God bless you, and we thank God for you. What an awesome word about praise. Yeah,
amen.
God loves
amen.
Of his people. So we thank God for that word today. We thank God for Isaiah 26, keeping our minds stayed on him and thanking him and praising him. Oh, thank you so much, Minister Glory Dean. What an awesome word. I thank God for her pressing her way, because she had to speak last night and then woke up early this morning, and her time is an hour difference. They're an hour behind us, so she had to get up early this morning to prepare to be on Bible Storyland. So we thank God for you, Lord. Restore and refresh her. Give her more strength, oh God. And I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the wisdom that you have put on the inside of Minister Glory Dean. So, Father, I thank you for her family, all that you're doing on their behalf, all you're doing for her. And we bless your name. We praise your name. We honor you today, Lord God. And we thank you for what you're doing in Minister Gloria Dean Charlotte. Well, we got one more song before our speaker come on today. We have with us a 95-year-old woman from Applin, no, Georgia, Miss Liddell. Good morning, Miss Liddell.
Good morning. Sorry I'm late.
That's all right. We're glad to hear you. Right on time.
What
you going to sing today?
Yes, ma'am. What you want me to sing? Try
Jesus?
Jesus.
Yes,
huh?
Ma'am. That's
all
good.
Right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. Oh, yes. I done tried it, man. He's all right. On your sick bed, he's all right. On your sick bed, he's all right. On your sick bed, he's all right. Oh, yes, I done tried it, man. He's all right. When your back's so lonely, he's all right. When you're lonely, he's all right. When you're lonely, he's all right. Oh, yes, I done tried it, man. He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right. Have you tried him? He's all right, oh yes, I done tried it, man. He's all right, try Jesus. He's all right, try Jesus. He's all right, try Jesus. He's all right, oh yes, I done tried it, man. He's all right, amen.
Amen. I love that song. Try Jesus. That's what we got to do. You know,
that's
some
right.
People try drugs. They try alcohol. They
uh-huh.
try all kinds of things. They try to get
uh-huh.
set free. But when we try Jesus, he's
try
all
Jesus.
Right. He's faithful. He's going to do
yes,
what we need to be doing. We can't do it, but he can do it.
He can do it.
Thank
he can
God
do it.
Point.
I know he can do it.
Yes, ma'am. I know you know, Miss Liddell. After 95 years, you know what he can do.
I
that
know. I know what yes. he can do, and I know what he's doing now.
Amen.
That's right. I know what he's doing now, right now.
Amen, amen. He's a good God. Well,
yes,
our next speaker is family. He's my family, and I thank God
mm-hmm.
for him. We are connected by blood. His father and I are
amen.
First cousins. And he is a newlywed. He just got married July 29th. Hey, happy
amen.
Anniversary.
Amen.
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 Great for him. She is a beautiful wife. She's so precious. Mighty
uh-huh.
woman of God. They live in South Florida.
Yes.
And I introduce to you my cousin, Minister Bobby Hooks Jr. Good morning.
Good morning.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Amen. Praise is necessary. There is a necessity to our praise. The Bible says, let everything that have breath praise ye the
praise
Lord.
Oh,
and
yes,
we just
sir.
Want to give God his glory this morning because it's due. We pay our bill with praise. In the name of Jesus is what we owe God. So
mm-hmm.
we want to give him a joyful praise. We want to lift him up right now. We want to bless his holy name.
Yes.
We want to think about everything that God has done.
Thank
everything
God.
That God will is to do.
And can,
God
and
is,
can do.
God is everything. God
mm-hmm.
will do anything that you have
everything.
A will and desire for him to do in your life. If
mm-hmm.
you have a desire, give God a joyful praise. Let
mm-hmm.
the praises of your lips
mm-hmm.
come out of your belly in the name
mm-hmm.
of Jesus. Glorify him because he is God.
All
he
right.
gives all of us the strength. He gives
mm-hmm.
all of us the peace. He gives
mm-hmm.
all of us the joy and the understanding of who he is. And because
mm-hmm.
of that, we know we owe him praise. Praise is not secondary, but praise is necessary. It's necessary
right.
for us to be healed. It's necessary for us to understand that we are not anything but dirt. And understand that God in the name of Jesus formed us. So we praise him for his infinite mercy, his knowledge and understanding of who he is, and that he all by himself could have done his own praise, but he chose to give us breath in the name of Jesus, that we be able to give a praise back to him, but not just a praise, a joyful praise, a loving praise, a honorable praise, a praise that will cause us to be healed, a praise that will cause us to be delivered, a praise that will cause us in the name of Jesus, for every desire that we have and we need, God gives us the ability through his option of praising him, and he allow us to be blessed as a result of it. So every day, get up in the morning and give God a joyful praise, not a wimpy praise, not a praise that you think that is okay, but go the extra mile and give God the praise as we get up and give other people the praise for things that they've done, and that's okay sometimes. But God is the God of gods, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. Let's give him the praise that's due him in the name of Jesus. If it wasn't for him, we would be nowhere. We would have nothing. But the salvation that he extended to us should cause us to give praise every minute, every hour, every second, every day, no matter what we go through. Yeah, sometimes the enemy comes in, and sometimes he have an option to try to destroy things that God has set forth in motion, so he thinks. But God plays a game and a trick even on him. But God said, yeah, I'm going to let him do it like he told Job when the enemy came. Okay, yeah, you can touch his body, but you can't touch his soul. God played a trick on him because he know that Job would give him praise. And if he plays a trick on us, the enemy tries to play a trick on us, God knows that our praise will bring us through, because we praise the one that the one true and only creator who is God, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, in the name of Jesus. And we thank him because that's why we have to give him the praise. We have to give him the glory. We have to give him a joyful praise. It's a sweet smelling aroma that come up in his nostrils. The praise, everything we do. The Bible said praise is what I do. It's not just what I do. In the song it says it's who I am. In the name of Jesus, my name is praise. And because my name is praise, I'm going to give all of me unto him in the name of Jesus, that his joy and my joy be overflowing, overwhelming, overthrowing everything that the enemy tries, he will not succeed, because the praise is so necessary. The praise and the joy is so powerful. In the name of Jesus, it flows out of our belly. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Let the living water of praise flow out of you in the name of Jesus. Let it flow out of you somewhere so that it heals the streets. Let it flow out of you so much that it changes the minds of men. Let it flow out of you so much that it changes the poverty. Let it flow out of you so much that people are saved and delivered. Let it flow out of you so much that when you walk down the street, that your shadow cast the devil out. In the name of Jesus, let the overjoying, overwhelming, overthrowing joy of praise and a song flow out of you. Because praise is not only secondary, but praise is necessary. Because God gave us his son, the glory, in the name of Jesus, the head, in the name of Jesus, the threefold, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. He gave us all of that in the name of Jesus, and it's due him. We have to learn how to continue to give joy and praise every day, every second, every minute, and every hour of our life, so that we know and that he knows that we have love for him, because he first loved us. The word of God is nigh, even in our mouths. It surrounds us all around our head. It surrounds us in our heart. In the name of Jesus, it flows out in the form of joy, in the name of Jesus, and praise and worship every day, every hour, every second. Don't let a day go by. Don't let a minute pass in the name of Jesus where the love is not flowing up out of your belly. He gave it to you. It's your responsibility to give it back to him in the name of Jesus. And when you give it back to him, the joy of the Lord floods your spirit in the name of Jesus. It caused everything to come in line. Because we praise him, he give us the miracles that we desire in our heart, the finances that we need, the vehicles that we drive, the food that we eat, the protection from the storm, the love, peace, joy, and understanding in every area that we need in our life. He give it to us because of the praise that we give back to him. We have to pay our bills in praise, no matter what happens.
If you ain't got no money, pay it in praise. If you ain't got no joy, pay it in praise. If you ain't got no peace, pay it in praise. Let God be who he is in your life, because he loves the fact that we will have nothing and still give him praise. Because we say in our hearts, God, you've already done enough. And if you don't do another thing, I thank you in the name of Jesus, because you've done enough. And I give this praise and glory to you this day, every day for the rest of my days, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, and we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. And we love you, and we show you our grace, graciousness, and our thankfulness with a grateful heart in the name of Jesus. And we love you this day because you are God. There's no other God that lives. Every other God is dead. Every God that they try to claim is a God, wood, clay, stubble, hay, gold, silver, none of them have the power to heal. None of them can even receive a praise. We give fake praises to those idol gods, but the true and living God, we got to give the praise to the true and the living God, Jesus Christ. Jesus died and suffered and bled for us, and we owe him that due. We owe him that bill. We got to make sure our account is full with praise. If we ain't got a dime in our pocket, let our hearts be filled with praise. Let our joy overflow with his anointing. Let us speak a powerful word into the lives of a man or a woman that he sends us to. Let prophecy flow out of your spirit for the gratefulness of the Holy Spirit being upon your life. Let the praise of the Lord be who he is. Let him know that you are like-minded in the same way as he. As he is the great God, he made us little g gods. But we give him back the praise. We give him back his glory. We give him his due because he is God. And he is God all by himself. And I give God praise every day. And I thank God that every one of you, stand on your feet, lift your hands, give God the praise. Let him know how much you love him. Don't let a day go by, a second go by, without giving a joyful praise unto our Lord. Because he is worthy to be praised. He is worthy for all honor and glory. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now. We give your name the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. Give a joyful praise. Give a joyful praise. Yeah. Lift him up right now. Let his word be known. In the name of Jesus. There are so many times we'll share about a good restaurant, a good store that's got a sale, and walk right by people who are hurting and won't give them the joyful noise of the Lord. And we do God a dishonor and a disservice when we don't share the joyfulness of his word that could cause their hearts to be healed, cause them to be delivered, cause their sickness to dissipate in the name of Jesus. And we thank you this day, and we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. All glory is due to you, God, and we give you the joyful praise this day. Never let a day go by without you giving God the praise. With everything in you, with everything in you, no wimpy praise, no praise that you just thought about for a second and he wasn't worthy of it. Give him the praise that's due, the joy, the joy, the joy, in the name of Jesus. And I give your name the praise in Jesus' name. Thank God.
Thank
Amen.
God. Thank you.
Ooh, what a word, what a word, what a word, what a word. Great word.
Amen.
Praise is necessity, he said. I thank God for you, Minister Robert Hooks Jr. Awesome word. Oh, my God. It was awesome.
Yes.
We've had lots of word today from Minister Gloria Dean Charlotte and my cousin, Minister Bobby Hooks, Robert Hooks, excuse me, Jr. So we are thankful for that word. Oh, my God, that word inspires me. Oh, my God.
Amen.
He said, don't praise him.
Amen.
You know, just sometime, but let it be every second, every minute, every hour, praise the Lord. So I thank God that praise is a necessity for us to be healed, for us to be set free, praise.
Yes.
So I thank God that was an awesome word. I mean, that word came straight out of his belly. And we thank God for the word. We thank God. He says praise is not what we do, but who we are. And I love that song, too. Amen, amen. So we are grateful. You know salvation is a gift from God. Some people have gifts stored up. They don't even know it. They haven't even received their gift. But I thank God today, I thank God today that we have received the gift. And he wrote us love letters in the Word of God. The Word of God is love letters from our God to us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We just receive them, read the love letters every day. You know, when you get a love letter from your love, you're going to read it every day. You read it over and over and over and over and over. Well, we have love letters, the B-I-T-L-E, from God. We got to read it every day. And he said, at one time, I winked at ignorance. But now I'm calling people everywhere to repent and be saved.
Yes.
So if there's anyone on here this morning that is not calling the name of Jesus as their Lord and Savior, press 1. We got ministers on here. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation because God got a plan for your life too. He didn't just put you here to work and eat and sleep and die. No, he got a purpose on the inside of you.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I thank God that it looks like everybody's saving. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. Backsliding is forbidden.
Amen.
He don't want you to backslide. He wants us to move forward. God requires faithfulness. Once we get saved, he requires faithfulness. I don't know about you, but I've been wallowed in the mud, and I'm like, Lord, don't get that mud off of me. Clean me up, Lord. Tricked like Adam and Eve got tricked. That was whispered around. But we got to know who God is and be faithful. Because God is faithful. He wants us to be faithful like him. So anybody backslidden on here, we got ministers. We'll call forth restoration for us. All right, well, looks like everybody's in good standing with the Lord. And, Lord, any of us who have, you know, we think that we're all saved. Any of us who have, you know, been deceived by the enemy, we pray, Lord God, that you would forgive us for any secret faults, anything that we've done against you, oh God. And we just thank you, Lord, that you are forgiving, Father. Well, it's prayer time. You know we got to pray now. Pray continual pray. Like we praise God, we got to continually pray to him. He listens for our voice. Don't you know he gave you that voice to call on him? He gave you that voice to praise him? And prayer
Amen.
Is a conversation with God. And I don't know about you, but I like to conversate with him. But even more than have a conversation with him, I love to hear his voice. Yeah, ain't nothing like the voice of God. He's powerful.
Amen.
And when you hear his voice, you say, oh, Lord, thank you that you spoke to me today and I heard it clearly. And I don't say something told me. No, I would be lying if I say something told me. God said it. And he made it plain and clear. We thank God. Praying time today. Press 1 if you have not already pressed 1. And you can make your request known and we'll pray. The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So we have people that will pray for you today. Press 1. All right. We got someone. Good morning, Minister Laney. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. I'm blessed. Thank you.
You requesting prayer or are you going to be praying for others today? Which one?
Yeah, I have a request. I want to if someone would pray for Sister Gail Lindsay.
Gail Lindsay, okay.
Yes.
Anything
right.
in particular?
She just having some family issues, but I just wanted to someone to, you know, petition prayer before for her on her behalf.
All right,
I'll
all right. We're gonna be praying momentarily. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1 if you need prayer. Prayer request. All right, we'll put somebody on the spot this morning. We have on with us a 504 number, 508. Good morning. How are you? 504, 508. Good morning.
Good morning. I press 1. I press 1.
Oh, okay, Mr. Liddell.
I ask prayer for a friend of mine going through bereavement right now, and, of course, my church family and community, and, of course, me. please, me and my family, Ludell.
Okay. All right, thank you, Mr. Ludell. Anybody else? We got 504-508 number on here. I'm not sure who it is. Do you want our prayer this morning? All right, they're silent listening. We thank God for you being on with us this morning. We're going to be praying shortly. Anybody else? Prayer request. We have people on here that are going to be praying for people in a few minutes. All right. Well, we're going to start our prayer this morning. I'm going to ask Minister Hooks if he could pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins. She's lives in Paducah, but she's getting ready to go on a cruise. And she is the pastor of Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. You could cover her and the church family as she leads them on the righteous path, and pray for her husband, her children, grandchildren. We thank God. So could you pray a short prayer, Minister Hook?
Yes. What was her name again?
Pastor Donna Hawkins.
Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we lift you up right now. We glorify your holy name. Lord, we bring Pastor Hawkins to you in the name of Jesus. We release the anointing upon her. Let the shield of protection be upon that ministry. God, allow your anointing to go with them in traveling grace and mercy as they travel the seas in the name of Jesus. Release your spirit in the name of Jesus. Let it flow even out of her pores in the name of Jesus. Let your spirit be established not only in her in the name of Jesus, but in the ministry. Let it cover her husband in the name of Jesus. Let their DNA and the spirit be connected and united as one in the name of Jesus. Release the spirit of prophecy even over the ministry. Let your gifts be stirred, cloven tongues of fire in the name of Jesus. Prophecy, let it awaken and let it rise up and do great things in the name of Jesus in the city that they're in. And let the anointing continue to cover every area of the family, every area of the ministry, every desire that they have in the name of Jesus to do ministry. Everywhere they go, even that they leave, a presence of your anointing on the islands that they enter in the name of Jesus. Let it be like honey upon their hands in the name of Jesus, the anointing. Everything that they touch, let grace and mercy cover it in the name of Jesus. Strength, health, understanding, peace, long-suffering, and patience in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister, for that prayer. All right. Well, I'm going to ask Minister Laney, if you could pray for Jackie Travis, her husband, her two daughters, and their traveling mercy and the patients that she take care of weekly.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. Also for her sister, Deborah. She's had surgery recently.
Okay. Dear Lord God, I thank you right now, and I honor you because you are our creator. And dear Lord God, I ask right now that you will remember Sister Jackie Travis, her husband, her daughters, hallelujah, even her patients, dear Lord God, and that God, you will just keep them in all areas of their lives. Dear Lord, right now, I ask you that you dispatch your angels right now of traveling mercy as they go to and fro their destination. And dear Lord God, whatever they need, their finances, God, I'm asking that you would just open up doors right now for them, God. Hallelujah, that their path may be smooth, that there will be no roughness, God, in the financial area of their life. And dear Lord God, I thank you right now for the healing right now of the body, God, that you've done unto them and for what you're doing. Dear Lord God, I ask you right now to remember the sister Deborah right now. Dear Lord God, if she's gone through surgery. And dear Lord God, we ask right now that you will restore right now, and that you will strengthen right now her body, that her healing process may come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Dear Lord, every tissue, God, ligament, God, cartilage, bone, whatever muscles, whatever, God, needs to be restored, God, you will bring it back into normality right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. When you say that, I speak it into existence, it shall be. And dear Lord God, I'm asking you to move, God, like never before on these people,
your servant, God. It's move upon them, God, that they may lead, God, your people. I ask of this in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Laney. All right, moving right along. Minister Vivian Collins, could you pray for Minister Laney's request? She's asking prayer for Gail Lindsay. You there, Minister Vivian?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Praise God. Praise God, praise God. Yes, Lord, we do lift up Gail Lindsay to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you touch, God, in every way, God, seems possible, oh God, and because we know all things are possible with you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, we just pray that your healing virtue flow through every vein, every muscle, every part of her body. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, oh God, show yourself mightily to her. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, while you are healing, Lord, speak to her heart. Speak to her heart in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord, Father God, open up her eyes, God, that she may see things, God, that you want to show her, that her ears, God, that she will hear things that you want to speak to her, God. And oh, God, while you're healing, God, oh, God, Lord, as she comes through, Lord God, she's going to have a testimony, God, oh God, of everything that God that you have, oh God, in implanted in her, God, at that time, God, oh God, because you're bringing her through to bring her out for a testimony, God. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for everything that we go through, God. Oh, it's just a stepping stone to bring us, oh God, into deeper depths and higher heights in you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch the whole family, God. May they ever lean and depend upon you, oh God, for whatever they need, God. Oh God, because you are the God, you are supplying every need, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, Lord God, thank you for who you are to them, God. Be a God, oh God, the God that they never experienced before, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, let them experience, oh God, a deeper relationship than ever before. Just draw them closer in the spirit, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Minister Hooks, could you pray for Miss Liddell and her family and her friend that's going to bereavement and her church family?
Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. I bring my sister Liddell before you this day. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask right now that your spirit be with her, not only with her, around her, above, underneath, and all inside.
Mm-hmm.
Let your spirit be so effective, God, in the name of Jesus, because of the graciousness of your word, in the name of Jesus, that whatever you desire for her to do, it gives her the strength and the ability right now, God, in the name of Jesus, through your anointing, because it's only you, God, that give us that power. It's only you that give us the understanding, the patience, the love, the kindness. Let the fruit of the Spirit rise up in the name of Jesus and flow out of her, God, this day, that everybody she touches, everybody she's associated with, in the name of Jesus, whether it be naturally, whether it be spiritually, in the name of Jesus, give her, in the name of Jesus, an awesome anointing, God, to touch the hearts and the minds of those, to call the sinners to righteousness, in the name of Jesus, those that she may encounter, to call to heal the sick to be healed, in the name of Jesus, the downtrodden to be lifted up. Let the glory of your anointing, God, be as a hammer, in the name of Jesus, in the spirit, as she ministered not only to herself, but to those, God, that you have appointed for her to reach in this day and time, in this dispensation. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Cover, shield, and protect her family, God. Give her wisdom in the word, God, that no, like no other, God. Even those that are around her will say, who is this in the name of Jesus? Where does she get such knowledge in the name of Jesus? But let them know that it be you, God, that give it to her, God. That she rightly divide the word of God in the name of Jesus, that she speak those things that are not as though they were in the name of Jesus and cause the ministry to go forward. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to speak something to you. In the name of Jesus, pick your ministry up in the spirit and thrust it forward. Run again, pick it up and thrust it forward. Run, pick it up and thrust it forward. And as many times as you do, the Lord is going to cause you to go forward. In the name of Jesus, know that God is able to do that that you desire. In the name of Jesus, thank God. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Well, any more prayer requests this morning? Anybody else want prayer? Okay. Anybody have a testimony, a brief testimony, or something they'd like to share? Yes.
I did want to say something to Mother. Is going on my mom?
Sure. Come a little bit closer to your phone.
Mother Ludell, can you hear me okay? Can you hear me okay?
Hey, Pat.
Yes, I just wanted to speak to your mother. Praise God. I thank the Lord, amen, that she's on radio broadcast this morning, amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Thank the Lord for the healing, amen, of the body. Amen. I just want to send some love, just encourage you to continue to do what you do in the Lord. For he's never left you. He never will. Amen. Praise God, because you have opened up so many eyes and so many things you have done, amen, for the young women. Amen. Praise God. And God said to continue to do what you do. Continue to pray and continue to give him praise. Amen. Thank the Lord for, amen, as you were singing your song, try Jesus, he's all right. Amen. I thank the Lord, amen, because that was a blessing for me this morning. Amen. I truly praise you, Mother, amen, for being obedient to the Lord, amen, and coming forth, amen. He has wonderful things, amen, even in your latter years. The Lord said your latter years is your best years.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
And he's taking you through. Just continue to do what you do and stand firm on his word in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Lainey, for those words, the prophetic word from Ms. Ludell. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, anybody else before we close out? It's closing time. All right. It's closing time on Bible Storyland. I thank God for all the songs that were sang and and the word of God preached. Two times, we had double today, and I thank God for it, for the word that went forth from Minister Glory Dean Charlo, and my cousin, Minister Robert Hooks Jr. So we thank God for the word.
Thank God for
all the prayers. And the songs were awesome. So we thank God. Let us continually praise God throughout our day. Let's not forget what he did for us through the storms. And, you know, all of us were praying for people that, you know, were experiencing, you know, the wind and the rain and the flooding. Let's continually give him thanks, because he could have wiped the whole earth off. He could have wiped the whole earth out. Spared us. He had mercy and grace and favor. So I thank God for each of you today. May God bless you, continually walk with you, be a lamp and a light to your pathway. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month. And don't forget, praise the Lord every day. Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
I got to get gas.
Not some days. Every day.
I ain't spending money on this car.
Yeah, every day.
You
got
to
praise him every day. We can't skip a day. You know, sometimes we say, oh, Lord, I'm tired today. But what if God gets tired? He don't get tired. No, he don't get tired. Don't get tired. So we got to continually praise him every day for who he is. I worship you, Lord. forward to hearing from you all next Saturday. It will be Children's Day. Hallelujah. The children will be on singing and praising.
Yes.
Love you. Bless you.
Thank you.
Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
The keys, come on, you love it. For the car? No, I'll give you the keys.
You are.